In the study of belleghah, there are two literary devices which are particularly unique in Arabic and so in the Quran. They are al-ittinab and al-ijaz. Al-ijaz is best translated into brevity, which is using as few words as possible to convey the message that you want to deliver. And for ittinab, it is using more words to emphasize or enrich a certain meaning even more, or highlight a certain fact. This lesson will focus on the ijaz in the Quran, and next lesson we will be focusing on ittinab. As we said, ijaz is using as few words as possible to convey the message. This can be done by actually removing some words from the sentence while delivering the exact same meaning. And this type is called ijazun bil hadf, or in English, brevity by removing words. But it can also be done without removing any words, and is therefore delivering a very condensed meaning that requires a lot of explanation to be fully understood by just using a couple of words. The problem with either of these two types is with their translation, and that they lose much of the beauty of ijaz when they get translated, and most importantly, their literary effect is basically almost gone. Here is one example.
وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا.
And as you can see in the translation, there are the words "we sent" written between brackets, indicating that these words are not in the original ayah, but they should be understood from the Arabic text without mentioning them. But for English, and for sake of clarity, they are translated and given in that way. But sometimes the effect of ijaz is completely dropped from the translation and cannot be translated at all, like in this example.
قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم.
This ayah is in the context of the ant that tried to warn other ants of the approach of Sulaiman, peace be upon him, and his soldiers. And she did so by saying, ادخلوا مساكنكم, which should typically be said as ادخلوا في مساكنكم with the particle في. But Allah told us the words of the ant in this way without the particle في as an indication of the urgency of the situation and that they should get inside immediately. So in removing that word, Allah not only delivered the message of the ant, but also the tone of the message and its urgency. And to understand its usual use that doesn't have the same tone of urgency or emergency, in this example, that also uses the verb دخل, but in a different context.
فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي.
So here, because there is no urgency or emergency, دخل was normally used with the particle في. Furthermore, the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, are full of examples of brevity and incredible concision. For example, the hadith of إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ or لَا ضَرَرَ وَلَا ضِرَارِ, which are made with just a few words each, but each of them is a source of countless rulings in the study of fiqh. And to fully interpret them and understand their meaning and their application, you will need pages and pages to grasp the meaning that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, conveyed in just a few words. So, can you find any other examples for brevity in the Quran or the Sunnah? Let us know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey with learning the Quran at any level, start right here to know which is the most suitable route for you. Or you could keep learning by clicking on this lesson. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.